This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. For 15 years, Tanya Thompson mixed cocktails and poured drinks for customers. Then the longtime bartender turned to a different kind of mixology. She opened the Aroma Labs in the Park Trade Center in Kalamazoo, and now she helps customers create their own signature scents. She has trained in such places as Paris, France, and nearby in Chicago, finessing her ability to create a fragrance like no other. Tanya, you were a bartender for 15 years, but then turned to developing fragrances. How did that happen?
Well, it's mixology in just a different way, working with customers still, and still, you know, making them happy. So, you know, blending together fragrances is similar to a fussy martini, if you will.
Well, that's a comparison I hadn't heard before, but it kind of makes sense. So how do you learn to work with fragrance? What kind of training did you need to get? How do you develop your nose for that?
Well, for me, I've always had, you know, a stronger sense of smell, be able to distinguish different things and, you know, practicing. And then being trained with a perfumer in Chicago, I also spent some time in Paris, and I trained with a boutique perfumer, much like what I do, and then also with a husband and wife who own their own private laboratory where high-end cosmetic companies come to them. So, again, my nose is definitely not as trained as them. They, you know, in my experience with them, they're familiar with over 2,000 different aromas. Yeah, it's just working with the aromas and recalling the memory, because our sense of smell is also connected to our memory. So you're basically putting a smell into your memory bank.
That's true. That's true. I think in a lot of organizations, like for instance, real estate, I've heard if you're selling a house, you need to bake cookies before a showing or a set of fresh apple pie on the oven, and that'll make people feel better about the home, more like it's home.
Yes, 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 definitely. Connecting our sense of smell is, you know, connecting to our emotions and our moods. And yeah, the sweet smell of a comforting, warm-baked apple pie. Many people who that wouldn't make them happy.
So why do some fragrances appeal to some people and not to others? And I guess kind of the flip side of that question is, why do some fragrances smell different on different people?
So fragrances, again, it's all personal preference. And what might smell good to you might not smell good to me. I can probably go with, like, the older generation. Women tend to love florals, men tend to love the citrus nature and woody. And then, like, the younger generations, they love the sweet smell. So I can kind of discern, you know, generationally what someone will like. But not necessarily, I couldn't say, like, you specifically would like, you know, rose morning. So kind of like there's a broader, you know, broader group. But when it comes to, like, what smells different on different people, it's the way our body chemistry is. And again, you know, it's how much do you sweat? How much, you know, fat do you have on your body? How much water did you drink? What kind of foods do you eat? So it's all, like, really a science that I don't know that they have, you know, specifically pinpointed, you know, what, why, but they can kind of give you categories like I just did, and or, you know, what the difference on your body based on, you know, these different factors would relate to why something would smell different.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. When I listen to you go through that list, it occurs to me that your favorite scent or how a scent smells on you in particular might change over a lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I kind of reflect on, you know, maybe something I liked in high school. Now it's like, it's appalling almost to me. And I don't know, you know, that might be a trauma, you know, because that happens too, where, you know, a smell might invoke a negative mood for somebody. So, you know, maybe like something like when I was a kid, the young gentleman used to wear the preferred sock. Now, I couldn't even stand the smell of that. It just reminds me too much of, you know, hormonal high school dance.
So what you do in the Aroma Labs is help people find their signature scent. And I see on your website you offer a 3-minute quiz to get people started. Maybe you just walk in person and skip that step. But how do you begin to help a customer find that scent that is their signature?
Well, in the lab, it is an experience where I walk them through. So I have 40 different aromas, and they're categories: florals, flavors, citrus, nature, and woody. And then I have them smell them. And then after they've smelled all 40 of them, then I show them how to blend together 3 recipes with basically 3 components of those categories. Sometimes, so doing that, they do it that way. That, you know, they're able to do a, you know, figure out based on, and I try to tell them, you know, go with your gut instinct, go with that first emotion, you know, when you smell it. If you like it, you know, yes, keep it in your categories of life. Don't put it down. You know, again, it's just, it helps them, and I allow the customer to kind of have their own experience with the fragrance. I have blended some together for customers that maybe have gotten a little paralyzed in the decision-making process. Lots of times, you know, I'll take something kind of wild and something that they didn't really think that they'd like with 2 that they really liked to kind of, you know, put together a well-rounded fragrance for them. The online portion, again, those are questions that we have put together, myself and my marketing team, to help customers go into the categories. So if you like your backyard is your most favorite spot, that's one of the questions down there. It's a tendency that you're going to, you know, gear towards maybe a floral or a nature and woody smell. If your favorite spot in your is your kitchen, maybe those scents that you enjoy more would be, you know, flavorful scents, whether it's the French vanilla or a bergamot. So that kind of helps the different categories online versus, you know, the in-person experience.
And where do you get these fragrances that you work with? Is there some kind of organic source for these, or where do they come from?
So I buy my fragrances through a perfumer in Chicago. He's been doing it for 30 years. So they are made of both, you know, made by organic chemists with both natural and synthetic components into the fragrance.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Tanya Thompson, the owner of The Aroma Labs in the Park Trade Center in Kalamazoo. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.